Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, pool games, Josh's home, and Chick's radio anniversary. They're coming up right after this.
Hurry up and wash for dinner, Billy. We're having your favorites. Slappy Joe's, corn on the cob, and chocolate fudge cake.
Aw, Mom. That stuff blows. Why can't we have fried dough or elephant ears, like when the carnival's in town?
I've told you before, Billy, making carnival food requires special equipment that I don't have here in the kitchen. We just can't make it at home.
Now, hold on there, Mrs. Potowski. Thanks to the all-new Greasinart, you can enjoy your favorite Midway foods in the comfort of your own home.
A Greasinart?
Yes, the good people at Frigamall Industries have designed a single appliance that prepares all the delicacies you normally associate with circuses, carnivals, county, and state fairs. Just think, now you can prepare fried dough, fried cheese, cheese on a stick, dough on a stick, corn dogs, fried dough poppers, fried weasel on a stick, and so much more right here at home.
But how is that possible?
The Greasinart is a combination dough processor and deep fryer with hot grease vat and top-mounted hot grease trays with built-in grease injectors. The problem you have cooking at home is that you can get your grease hot, but not hot enough. Not disfiguring hot, anyway. And that's what sears in that special carnival flavor.
Mommy, this corn dog burns, and it tastes like tattoos.
Sure it does, Billy. The smell of the Midway oozes out of every bite.
It's perfect.
But aren't all those foods deep fried in hot grease awfully fattening?
Just ask yourself this. Have you ever seen a plump carny?
Now that you mention it, no. They all have a stringy drifter's build with sharp, inbred, rat-like features.
Exactly. And this product is 100% carny-tested and carny-approved. The same technology which carny folk harnessed to become pioneers in the field of stick-mounted foods is perfected in the Greasinart. And the Greasinart's handy size means it fits in any kitchen. Why, it's no bigger than freak show veteran Bugzo the Human Torso, the famous legless, armless dwarf. And just look how little counter space he takes up. Right, Bugzo?
Huh? Oh, yeah, right. Hey, I'm laying in something really sticky up here, and I don't think it's me, lady.
Wow! He takes up almost no space at all on my kitchen shelf.
Order your Greasinart today, and you'll win this giant stuffed dinosaur. Not associated with Barney and Barney Enterprises Incorporated. Come on, what do you say? Nobody's a loser. Step right up. Give it a try. Hurry, hurry. Take a chance.
Gee, when I grow up, I want to be a carny.
Why wait, Billy? You can drop out of school and join now. I know they're looking for someone to comb the fleas out of Gabora, the gorilla girl, and to sell bootleg cigarettes from the back of the ring toss game.
Oh, boy. Can I, Mom? Please? Can I?
I guess it'll be all right. You just be sure to eat up all your deep-fried vegetables on a stick and do whatever the carnies tell you to do.
Come on, Billy. I'll drive you over myself. We just have one quick stop. Have you ever shoplifted porno magazines while the liquor store clerk is being distracted, Billy?
Not yet, I haven't.
The Greasinart, available now from Frigamall Industries or wherever carnies congregate.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning, buddy.
Looking fresh, relaxed, raring to go.
I got the hoodie. It's fall time, baby. I'm feeling good.
You're working.
Just a little bit. I'm working over here.
And now here's Tom Griswold.
Big Daddy.
What's going on?
What's
I'm wearing Christie's headphones.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have it wrapped around my head.
You're going to hear
wait a minute. Face is what you mean. I mean, no, you're right head. Thank you, Ace.
I'll take our.
You ever chicken fight, Tom? You ever have a chicken fight?
Yeah. Sure.
Wrap a girl around your head and in the pool and have a chicken fight.
It's fun.
I don't know if I have, actually.
Oh, it's Red Man. When you're like 15.
Or do you not want to answer in front of your son?
No, no, I don't really recall doing that, but I'm sure.
Willie, you ever chicken fight?
Oh, chicken fights are fun, man. You get a lady on your shoulders.
Get an excuse to have thighs around your ears. That's right. Loved it.
I can't get out of the pool for at least 30 minutes. Stay in here. There's no reason.
The dampness.
I'm ready to get down. I'm not ready for you to get down.
Well, I think we've
let me go. Nope, shut up.
Okay, you can get down.
What's that skimmer?
Yeah,
that skimmer thing they have at the pool.
Yeah.
Okay, we're off topic. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. It's great to be here. I still have a few of these trucker requests I want to get in. So I want to thank all those truckers out there doing a great job. And I'll be the 10,000th person to tell you every day now you read an article about, well, you know, there's 85 ships stalled off the coast of Los Angeles. Have you heard any of these news stories? And they'll go, each one of these containers could contain 50,000 toys for your kids. Shop early. We got news about that coming up. But right now, we have to dip our toes into the world of sports with Chick McGee.
Now you got the Astros and the Red Sox.
I have a real quick question.
Two cheating teams in the ALCS.
Josh, if I were to go into your home.
Which would never happen, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Of course. You're invited. Okay. I just know that you wouldn't step foot.
Can you imagine? No. Ding dong. Hey, man, how's it going?
I'd bring Ace with me. I don't know if you guys know this, but whenever Ace gets here in the morning, he comes into the room and sprays Lysol everywhere.
Oh, really?
Ace would walk into your house. I'm not sure what that says.
You clean our spots and stuff?
Never had a sick day.
No, but do you clean, will you clean mine?
No.
Oh, thanks, man.
His whole area has been completely Lysoled. If I were to go into your home.
Yes.
Is your bedroom upstairs or downstairs?
It is upstairs, yeah.
And I were to go upstairs into your bedroom, is there a nightstand?
Yeah, two on either side of the bed.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. If I were to, is there anything in the drawers that would be humorous or...
No, you might laugh at I have a scalp itcher thing.
The head massager.
Yeah, the head massager. I've got that in my nightstand.
Is that electric?
No, but I do have an electric head massager.
No, it looks like a
whisk that's been cut at the bottom.
Granddaddy long legs. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And you just, oh, man, it feels great.
And it takes you right to where you need to go.
It does.
So you got one hand on that and the other hand.
So I think you would find that unusual.
Now, could that be mistaken for a toy, a love toy of some sort?
Boy, if so, I mean, it would be like from the Marquis de Sade collection.
Oh, that would be very painful.
Well, it would just look ominous.
Oh, yeah. Why is this brand called Iron Maiden? Yeah. Oh, you use it once. Okay, I'm just curious. There's no velvet handcuffs or anything.
I do have velvet handcuffs in my dresser.
Aha.
From Dr. Sadie Allison.
Man, I didn't want to know that.
Yep.
Interesting. This is all interesting things. Do you have...
Have you used them or are you looking for...
I honestly say I have not used them.
Okay.
Do you have... Let's see, I got to word this delicately. Do you have anything in there that you'd be embarrassed for your mom to see?
Yeah, I mean, maybe this. I have like a Sadie Allison drawer.
Sadie is the proprietress, if you is that a word?
Yes.
Of Tickle Kitty.
That's right.
Which is a place that makes adult toys for of a provocative.
So I do have it's the top drawer of my dresser because for a while there. There was a child in my house, living in my house, she couldn't reach that drawer.
Yeah.
So I'm sure while you were gone, any kid can figure out, you put a couple chairs together, all of a sudden you go, look at my new airplane.
It's going into the hangar.
That's terrific, honey. Let me see that.
Now, I'm not sure if...
The hangar.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I'm not sure if Halsey knows this. Jessica Alsman sitting in for Christy Lee today. Are you aware of the famous Josh Arnold story about the rented porno and his mother?
I believe so.
This is classic Josh. Do you mind sharing the story with Halsey?
I'm happy to. And this is this. So the answer to my question would, if my mom were to open up that drawer, Tom, I think she would. She wouldn't. I think we would just kind of laugh
because and, she knows your background,
right? Right.
And go ahead.
She likes a healthy.
I think this story speaks to the wonderful relationship that Josh had with his mother.
I don't think it's classic.
Embarrassing at all.
I grew up before internet was what it is now, and so I would rent porn from the video store.
Sick. What was it called again?
There was Spanky's, and there was Award Video.
Spanky's.
So when you put a credit card in, would your credit card thing at the end of the month read Spanky's?
It would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of embarrassing.
So, yeah. So I had rented some movies, and I needed to return them. Mm-hmm. And
you got busy and then couldn't take them back.
Yes, I got busy. And in fact, I had to go to a party. It was like my friend's 21st birthday party, and my parents were dropping me off because there was going to be drinking there and they were going to pick me up later. So I said, man, at midnight, these are become late and I can't afford the late fees. And so I asked my parents to return the porno for me after they dropped me off at the party, which wasn't too far from the porn store.
I mean, this—you've got to put this. I know that you're working on a screenplay. You have to find a way to put this in there, even if it's a sequence where you do go. There has to be a reason to go back, because that's so classic. And I can just imagine the stuff your mother said.
Wait, and then they did it?
Yeah, they did it.
Oh.
Yeah, they did it. I mean, they laughed and they were like, "Come on!" And I was like, "I can't. I don't want to pay the late fees. It's like $12."
But Josh, there is a certain time in your adulthood when you want to start making moves like this. When the last time I flew to California, I didn't know if I was going to have time to go to the dispensary, and I asked my mother to go to the marijuana dispensary for me, and she was willing to do it. She just couldn't figure out because it was tricky during COVID times. But there are certain times you're like, hey, we're both adults. It's inconvenient for the time. Can you please help me out?
Right.
It shouldn't be a big deal.
She probably was like, I appreciate that you feel comfortable enough to tell me.
I think they were both amused and bummed out, much like I was.
But the detail aspect of it where your mom goes, now, if I want to see Ass Blasters 2, do I have to get Ass Blasters 1 to know the storyline?
She did look at a couple of the titles because there were four of them.
I don't know.
You could rent three and get one free. So I always rent a three and go.
Oh, you got to get the deal.
Have we asked?
I'm losing money.
Can you remember the titles of it?
Yes. Yeah. She looked at.
Can you say them on the radio?
Yes, I can. She looked at one of the cassettes and then back at me. She goes, so what exactly is unnatural sex?
Oh, it was latex.
And the answer is...
be careful.
Let's just say it would be a form of birth control.
Okay.
One could not get...
I see. Now, when you'd go into this place, you'd walk into this place. I assume there was some form of a clerk or someone who would be.
And yes.
I know that back in the day of Blockbuster, I would take Willie and the boys and the girls. We'd go over to Blockbuster, and there was a kid that worked there that was the best. Mm. I'd walk in there, and he'd go, hey, Tom, I've got this, and this. I've held them for you. I've got this video game, and I think your boys will like this movie. He kind of learned our taste, and it was really nice. Did you tip him?
You ever tip him?
Yeah, I did. Sure. Oh, he was great.
That's why he was nice.
No, but he was competent. You see where I'm going with this.
No, yeah. He was a con.
He knew your tastes.
He knew
what the kids liked.
And he would hold stuff for us before, you know.
That's horse
I don't think that's not fair at all. They could have three copies of...
I think that we deserve a little bit of a break.
Okay. The answer is, did the clerk know?
He'd walk in and he goes, wait a second. Hey, Josh, we got backdoor 52.
Right.
52 in.
I don't think Blockbuster had that area, did they?
No, but I mean at Spanky's or whatever.
Sure. You've rented Face Invaders a lot. Part 2 just came out. That didn't happen.
Face Invaders.
But I could go, hey, is there anything new with Shyla Stiles? And so a lot of times the guy would go, oh, yeah, this just came out.
So Spanky's was all adult.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All adult. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Anything you wanted.
Before we get off this topic very quickly, what did those places do when the new era of digital, did all that stuff end up getting, is there like a warehouse somewhere that has thousands and thousands of VHS and DVD?
Yes, I've been to one in LA. Yeah. My buddy runs a distribution company, an adult distribution company.
So you can go online and buy classic VHS porn?
That is a little harder to find, but you can find DVDs still.
Wow.
And Blu-ray.
Interesting.
Today is my 45th anniversary being on the radio.
Okay, now, that's terrific, A, but B, do you remember the very first song you ever played on the radio, and
yeah.
was it played on a record, and was it a 33 or a 45?
45, Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith.
Oh, dude, what a song to start things off with.
It was the extended version, too. I don't know how we had that on 45.
Off of Toys in the Attic?
Did you do an intro?
Sure, yeah.
Do you remember what you said?
No, I don't remember what I said, but... It was, I worked on X-Rock 13. I did afternoons. I don't know.
Did you puke a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
That's the radio term for that kind of announcement.
You talk like this.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. A spider with a Y. Why? I don't know. by the way, he's one of my favorite DJs. I'm not.
Oh, it's a real person.
Yes.
Oh, Spider Harris, right?
He's Harrison. Yeah. He's terrific.
Harrison, I'm sorry.
He has but he does that kind of. Talks kind of like this. But he's got that thing going. And now, Ace, did you. Was your first foray into radio? You've been on radio longer than me. Was it?
First song I ever played was "Fool If You Think It's Over" by Chris Rea.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Chris Rea and the Dias. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That was actually a great song.
His wife Diane.
Mm-hmm. Was that on 45 or was it a vinyl? 33.
That was an album, I think. No, it was a cart. It was a cart.
Okay.
A cart's kind of like an 8-track, isn't it?
A cart looks like an 8-track.
This is a good version. It's a long intro.
Yeah.
Did you talk over the intro?
X-Rock 13, WXCE, Welch, West Virginia.
And you're not supposed to talk when they start singing.
Right.
Although in this one...
This always reminds me of Dazed and Confused,
right here?
Too. I think it's the first...
It is. It opens with this.
They're willing to join the parking lot.
I do remember they had one this season. I hated that.
Some people would keep talking.
Yeah. Until right
here.
Yeah, see, you want to get out before that. It's called hitting the post.
The hit point.
This is so good.
And they'd have a mark on it. It would say like 18 seconds, meaning you had 18 seconds to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And then there were some stages where you couldn't talk over the music at all.
They didn't let you?
No, they didn't want you to. It's just a different style. Well, congratulations on 45 years.
Thank you.
Now, the one of the curious things that doesn't happen today anymore, although it would be great if there was some kind of randomizer that would make it happen, because records at that time were primarily in two different speeds, and every once in a while you'd forget.
Yeah.
Did that many mistakes.
Nothing made us laugh as kids.
And
like
you'd put a 45 on the smaller one, but forget the shift gears on the turntable, and it would be playing slow.
Or vice versa. Put the album on 45.
I remember Bob queuing up records all live in the air. You could hear it.
Yeah. But there was nothing funnier than having a record start at the wrong speed, and then you'd lean over and grab that stick and put it in the other speed. All of a sudden,
you get that Doppler effect.
Those were different times. And didn't we have an actual cart joke on the air the other day?
Yes, Stocky made one yesterday. Yes.
Carts are, you know what? Did you ever see an 8-track? You know what a cassette is?
Yeah.
And what was the era of the car? The 8-track was what, 70s?
Late 70s, yeah.
Which were kind of like cassettes, but a little bulkier.
I don't want to brag, but I had an 8-track player recorder.
Oh.
Very rare. Dude,
made by Invicta.
Could you make a mixtape for a lady with that thing?
Oh,
there?
Yeah. The quality goes in before the name goes on.
Very rare. Invicta. Yeah. Invicta now makes pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, I think Invicta makes... Oh, there's a cart.
It looks just like an 8-track, and it's just it's a circular tape. So we used to have everything on those, and then obviously all the audio quality of certain things is certainly better. But
God, I used to handle hundreds of these over years and years, and holding this now, it really looks weird to me. Look at that.
Oh.
Now, were those shipped to you from the record companies?
No.
You got the carts from the audio company, and then you recorded them off.
And you could erase them with there was a big magnet we had.
Right.
Yeah, if Nixon had one of those magnets,
yeah,
he would still be president.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Because I'm sure he would have amended the Constitution.
Sure.
No, seriously. There was a device if Nixon...
He'd be a dead president, he'd be president.
If Nixon had had there's a handheld device, he could have walked into the room with the tapes and erased them all in, mm-hmm. 5 minutes. So a little bit of a radio curiosity for you.
Interesting.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, no
it's also my 45th high school reunion this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
May I go as your date?
Me and the boys. You know, we've joked about that. You really should go and just make no mention of it. I'll call you my partner. It'd be fine.
You know, that Hollywood McGee brought a fella this year.
I went to high school with some very open-minded individuals.
Sure, I'll be in Peoria, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately for me, but...
Yeah, sure.
For the audience.
For this bit.
Right.
And for everybody who comes up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.